Blog Talk Radio.
And of course, GRX, it died on me. See, you know, I just told GRX, ladies and gentlemen, that, you know, I need him to come in more like Hamilton and give me 16 bars, and we'll just, you know, we'll just put a beat on and we'll do it a old school diddle fizzle. But, you know, he said, yeah, the man told me he didn't have 16 bars for you, Marty Boy. I'm like, that is just ridiculous. You ain't got 16 for your boy. You ain't got 16 for your boy, man. I can just create a beat, G. We got a beat. Okay. Okay, let's work through it. Let's work through it. Let's slow it down. Come on, baby, come on. Come on, G-R-X. We can't do it?
No, we can't do it,
bro. Oh, man. What if we put in a little? Hey! Come on, baby. We got it. I'm gonna put it up. Move it here, baby. GRX, baby. See, I'm trying to bring it on out of you, boy. I think you got YouTube potential.
No, I got YouTube potential.
But you got YouTube potential. See, I already broke out my share. It's time for you, GRX Hamilton, to go on and adopt that ponytail and put on your leggings. Come on, GRX Hamilton. Come on, one more time.
Next,
you're going to
try to put me in some skinny jeans.
Nah, I don't want to see you in no skinny jeans. Like, what? I'm cool with that movement. Now, you know, we might have to pick up the skinny suit for our next season, because we're coming to the end of our third season. We do about a season and a half in a year. And so we're coming to the end of our third season, so we might have to do some skinny suits and some Beatles hairdo. But you know what? I just want you to feel this beat. Okay, come on, GRX. One more time. Nah, it ain't going to happen.
You got my
dog hug here. It ain't gonna happen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I tried a real talk, real game to bring that inner Dre out of him, that inner Snoop. Okay, there's an inner Snoop in that brother. I know. There's a deep pop. Not no surface. A deep pop. Okay, he got it. Now. Let's get to the show, because we talked about ignorance earlier. What is the point of going on a high-speed chase and doing donuts and doing selfies back at the hood and making national coverage? At the same time, GRX, you have people over at a Hillary Clinton protest lambasting her for saying that this same behavior is super predatory on the behalf of black males. I mean, are we our own genocide?
We are part of it.
How can you glorify ignorance and then you want to take selfies with these fools? Anybody these days know that all this is going to do is get more feds on your block, get more sheriff detectives over in your hood. And so if they was dumb enough to do it this way, as loud and as collar popping as it was with the sideshow, well, then it may suggest that they're tied to all kind of shit. So here it goes again. more in terms of less, which brings up the question, does Black Lives Matter to our youthful black folks?
That would be a hard question to answer. That's a hard question to answer. Because what we see is that they don't care. What we see is a lot of youthful ignorance. So it's hard to say whether or not they care about their own self-being. I think the only time that they care about their own self-being is when they're caught into the trouble, or they created trouble for themselves. Again, either they want to be famous or infamous, either or for them or for the generation. You know, so we're going to use the YouTube, we're going to use selfies, we're going to use to create our fame, or to be famous and wealthy. That's what they're using.
I just think it gets to the point.
It's really hard to say if they know that their lives matter.
Well, I'm going to go from behavior analysis. And I'm going to try to move my African-American experience as a male out of it. And I'll be more of a classroom analysis. Okay? Generally, when you have acting out behavior that is not appropriate or called for, I'm watching Dog Whisper right now. That has to be squat. Okay? And just like with Dog Whisper, the dude just said, there's a difference between discipline and punishment. I think what we are witnessing across the nation with organized thievery, and you can look at these videos, and you already know, yeah, them black people. You can say them by their mannerisms, can't you? You can tell, right? You didn't have to see this color. We can tell.
We know it off the top.
We can know it off the top.
As a people.
And then when you see, as we've seen this week, we didn't have one or two. We may have had two every week, two every day of people just deciding to go in and rob pharmacies all with the same modus operandi. And at the end of the day, I don't know too many white people sipping on scissor. I'm sure that there are quite a few now, as opposed to my heydays in the 90s when we brought it out. But as a mantra of urban living, that is more and more a black phenom and an urban phenom and a people of color phenom. Would you say?
Now,
mind you, GRX, had everybody just went for the OxyContin, okay, my suggestion would be, that seems very white. However, or hypodermic needle, no, but they're going for the scissor.
we were saying wrong and every right. You know what I'm saying? When they made the scissor, it wasn't meant to get people high. It was to cure a situation. And now we're back to that being inherently bad.
No, when they made scissor, it was to get you high. It was to screw your brain, okay, on scissor. But when they made cough medicine, it had no intent to do what it's doing.
We took a good idea and turned it bad. Again, I think what we're looking at is when you don't have any self-control, this is what we lead into. Just like with the guys that was driving, doing donuts and acting a fool, self-control. They have none.
Hold up, doctor.
He's infamous, and I'm going to go in the hood, we're going to play pictures, we're going to be that dude. Even though we're going to be locked down, and possibly could have got shot up, but...
Well, you know that
the blaze of glory.
You know, LAPD...
Yeah, mindset is like we're going out of the blaze of glory, and I don't understand that.
LAPD said, well, we watched this from our vantage point. You know, they had the LAPD helicopter in the news feeds and everything. They had people on the ground with cameras. You know, those cars got cameras. And we saw no evidence of weaponry with those two It seemed like they wanted the grandstand doing donuts, so we backed off. And when they went back to their hood, all they did was give us a thank you. That's a big thank you. Or we know where you're from now. Okay, oh, everybody going to come out and take pictures? Oh, we know your crew now. All right, okay. So you're comfortable just leading us right back to where you set up your shop and think up this devilment. I think, though, at the end of the day, we're not in the business of teaching people how to do better crime, but we are in the business of teaching people that to look up your own camera and to don't be so callous about your negative behavior, to not know that it's going to adversely affect you very quickly now, because they have their environment. They have their cell phone. Look, you can't say all in your pocket. Okay? All it, whatever in your phone will register with every cell phone tower going forward. So even if they didn't know who these people were, at some point, they would have caught up to them just by, again, facial. That's how they got the guy in Brussels. It was all facial recognition. Remember? We talked about facial recognition. And so they tracked him from airport all the way back to his hood, wearing and taking off that white jacket. And again, the technology is so crazy right now that you would behoove yourself before you decide to go on some escapade, knowing that you're going to end up in jail or dead. I think my concern for those two gentlemen is that you could have easily gotten killed, and they could have shut this down and explained it later, where, you know, we just
actually
do a pit maneuver, dump in your car. He looked like he was reaching for his nuts, and so we killed him.
Right now I'm nervous, so I dumped my 9mm in his chest, and he was just reaching for a pen. My bad.
I mean,
I know he was on a chase where he hit cars and drove crazy. Oops, how did I know?
Well, let's put it in perspective. This is Gangland, South L.A. And
right,
we
right.
have.
It gets no worse than where they were at.
Our sheriff's bang. They will hide you from the FBI and threaten the FBI. What do y'all say? Ain't no criminal figured this out yet. You up against the devil, on the devil, on the devil's terms. How many police decrees has LAPD been under since Rodney King? Oh, my bad. I'm going back in time. I meant Rampart. I mean, they can't get it right. They ain't going to get it right. Then we had the sheriff, who was the biggest banger and the biggest force, whether you knew it or not, in control of the LAPD at the park. So look at what we're doing to ourselves. This behavior, this showing out, it ain't helping the hood. You know, blacks on average are 5% of California. I don't know where we went, where we going, but we ain't going up with this type of behavior and this type of response to the behavior. We have a whole community rewarding this type of ignorance.
Like I said, we're being ignorant, and they, like I said, black lives matter, but I don't know if they know gay lives matter. You know what I'm saying? Individually. See, so their lives matter to the whole, but do they understand that their lives matter? That's probably part of the problem. And it's problematic because they can't even get on to a correct way of thinking. I'm not even going to say correct way of thinking, a different way of thinking, because they're so just caught up in themselves. Everybody's caught up in themselves. Everybody's trying to be the next American Idol, Grandstand,
whoop, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? I just had a thought, and it might have been an epiphany, but it's not a pure right thought. But it's like, are you out there doing crime to be a better criminal, or are you out there doing crime to post to Instagram?
Like this. The better criminals are the ones who don't get caught. The better criminals are not on Channel 7 or on Nationwide News. Those are the better criminals. The other ones are trying to be infamous. Trying to be famous, bro.
So it's as simple as this.
It's a worldwide thing. You know that, oh, I'm
15
seconds
away. Oh, I'm there. I'm not dying. Now, let me ask you, Jake. Let me ask you, cuz, boy, are they going to have that, oh, yeah, we're just so happy to see you in the pen response?
Depends on where they go.
Or it depends on where they're from, too, because a lot of
where they go and where they from.
Yeah, because a lot of big homies will be like, hey, dog, we don't need what you're doing right now. They ain't found all the dope that we hid, and that's why we up in here. Okay, so will you cut that shit out? Oh, man, the hood don't need that. We don't need none of this. What we need to do is just get through these synthesis. I just think that going about it this way, and then you have this other theme in which you saw Hillary Clinton getting lambasted and President Clinton trying to respond to the fact that he locked up more African-Americans and Americans during his term with bad sentences than all presidents combined. That's a reality. And the fact that, you know, when she came out saying that, you know, these gang leaders are super predators, that's a reality that she said that. And her stance suggests that she ain't no more better on black folks and black folk issues than what's your boy, Mayor Giuliani? And at the core, it reflects the fact that somehow blacks have become in a fantasy about what's best for them.
I mean, just think about the day of slavery, right? You have your abolitionists, right? Those are still white people trying to be in power. Black people, they just want to try to put you in chains while doing it. You see what I'm saying? So the Clintons, those that are in power, I'm still thinking the same way. Well, I'm helping my blacks. You know, the two times my blacks.
Well, yeah, it's still like you kneeling down next to her and she patting you or they patting you on the head. All we've done for you and your people.
Right. And we've been good to your people. That kind of bullshit.
We did so much for your people. And you, and this is how you repay us. I think, though, at the end of the day. At the end of the day, I'm gonna suggest this. Bernie, you keep fighting because if nothing else, he is a revolutionary. And having read enough Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, this morning I read a book called Ali, The Life of Muhammad Ali, and it takes you through about 77, from his early 60s to 77. Some of the best moments, actually, in his life. And it gives you a perspective of what this struggle is about and where we've come. I was reading the black publication, The Word, and they had a series of articles on just what it is and what it is wrong with African-Americans who want to run to Hillary Clinton and a mystique of what they thought was successful when, in fact, the numbers don't bear out. Okay, remember, the first tech boom was during the Clinton administration. Very few African, I was a computer teacher because I chartered myself when he, you know, a president can have certain initiatives, and if you get in with the right time, you know, you get in on the initiative. So I did that, and that's how I got into teaching, and teaching specifically because he called for setting up internet in classrooms. So I did that. I mean, shy of actually walking up the telephone pole, I did all the other parts, okay, even drill holes. But at the end of the day, the tech boom was missed by a lot of African Americans. And then you had the change in demographic and reasoning behind welfare, which put a lot of people out to, I got the sling, homie, off the 80s sling and brought the 90s sling up as the hip-hop was moving, and they ended up with fan cases because that's when they began to use the RICO statutes, which were only used pretty much for white people, okay, and big ballers, not just other ballers, international ballers, to take down local drug dealers and freeway rickshaw cats and all that. So the Clinton legacy has been a negative one. Whether you thought you was being loved, the reality is that a lot of folks, and you know some, are still locked up as a result of the Clinton era.
I'm going to say this. It's not just the Clinton era. We need to go all the way back to the Reagan era. I mean, Reagan on through to Clinton was rough, period. I mean, he brought into the drug war, the fight on crime, and he pushed those initiatives, the three strikes, and all that other shit that came out of that. He rode that wave with him. I mean,
just like Obama's rode the Bush 2 wave to the Bush 3.
And I think what happens is with the president, even though you've been there for 8 years, you still have to ride out the wave of the previous president. Because what changes are not going to happen until much, much later.
Yeah, every president, you know, even with executive orders, they don't cease the day that the new president comes into office. They have a certain window in which they may run out. I mean, that's what's happening with your post office. You know, stamps are going down to 45 cents from 47 because whatever agreement they set up with Congress didn't allow them for nothing but an incremental increase. So they're going down, which means next week you need to go buy your forever stamp because in two or three months, they'll figure out a way to raise that price to 50.
Right. That's just the way that the system is set up. So, I mean, we're doing each of the flatheads are going with.
But what about the perception of the people who are most adversely affected? I've talked to this brother. I don't even know this brother. I do know that in one of my recycling zones, he had just posted stuff. In his car, was living in his car and working around that zone because there's work for folks. A lot of folks live in cars around there, and I was doing my recycling thing, 6:30 in the morning. He saw me. I've seen that he's been there for the last 48 hours, 72 hours actually, but I don't know him, and I wasn't trying to create a relationship. But he saw me doing my thing and came out and said, "Hey, bro, I got bottles of candy. If you want them, you can have them." I said, "Bro, I'll take them all. I'm just doing my thing." And then he said, "It's really, really difficult out here." And I just looked at him like, "Bro, are you listening to my show? Can I get 16 bars?" I woke up on 16 bars. But I was like, "Well, bro, yeah, it is difficult out here. And if you're paying attention for folks that look like me and you, it is extremely difficult." And he was not too far from my age. I could read the wrinkles in his face, at least in his mid-40s. But at the end of the day, he started speaking on Scripture. And I said, "Well, hey, stop." I just said, "Right. You already got it. You already figured it out. I said, keep doing what you're doing. Keep on keeping on. You here, you working. I already know if you're here and they letting you on this lot, then you working. Okay? However, just keep on doing what you're doing. Don't focus on the overt negativity." And that's important, too. Even with all these crazy happenings, we're talking about brothers in the hood and this, that, politics and the effect of it on the black community, you still have to not incrementally focus on that BS because your life is of equal importance, if not greater. It should be greater to you, maybe not to them, and you need to keep on keeping on, right, D.R.A.?
Exactly.
And so we see so many people who don't do any analysis like we do, don't get it off their chest like we do. Now, you and I, you know, we can sit around in the house and not have these shows and be angry and cussing everybody out and kicking the dog, but that ain't going to work. And not at your house, it ain't going to work. It ain't going to work here. Okay, and I know your wife, she ain't, you better find Matthew.
Yeah.
So, and it ain't going to work here because I have too much things I have to be responsible for, and a bitter disposition about the world will only hurt the individual.
Exactly.
So keep it on, keep it on. But mind you, we will not turn a blind eye to just blatant ignorance. And just, that's a dummy move. And now we've moved into the point where we're just calling dummy moves, dummy moves.
It is, it is.
And if that, you're angry that, you know, we think certain behaviors is foolish, well, then you're just going to be an angry cat. But I hope your anger don't get you on the side of lawlessness, ignorance, and immorality.
Right. I hope that the individual that's out there causing all that ruckus realize that his life matters or her life matters to themselves. Because without it, you're not here, and you can't create no ruckus. You can't do anything, positive or negative. So at some point, they need to look at their lives and know that it matters. Good, bad, or indifferent, it matters. You left a footprint here. So what kind of footprint do you want to leave? A positive one, a negative one, or none at all?
Or just the one you sent to Instagram. I mean, they have another option now. I cannot just be an ignorant, sinful fool. I can make a show out of it.
I can be a fool.
So with that, let's take a quick break, and I'm going to give you your opportunity for them 16 bars. Come on with it, Playboy.
Can't do it, Playboy.
Come on, man.
Can't do it, Playboy.
I'll hook it up. Okay, watch this.
Can't do it, Playboy. That's
what
the hook gonna be.
Come on, man. I'm going to hook it up, G. I'm going to hook it up. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Come on, man, you got it. It's your time. You ready? Can I get some babies hollering and some dogs in the background? I'll do the 16 bars.
Babies is across the city sleeping. Dogs is laying out like somebody just shot them.
If I don't get 16 bars from you and me, I can't get them. Oh, my goodness. I remember a day when you would have to just actually knock people out, like at a Donald Trump rally, to try to get up in the lab, your studio, and just drop 5 bars. Man, can I get on that?
When you would be DJing a party, if somebody would have grabbed the mic, put the mic down.
Yeah, when we started, you had to be the DJ, the MC, the rapper, sing the national anthem, and the engineer, and security.
Yeah, you had to have your strap, don't you?
Yeah. It's funny how that works out. Now, last topic. Is Donald Trump done because he has pissed off 7 in 10 Americans? That's the new stat.
I don't think that he's done. I think what has happened is that the way that he's run his campaign is just running its course. And so you got to keep stirring up problems or saying outrageous, hilarious things to keep your name relevant. So I don't think that it hurts him any. I think what's hurting him is the fact that he lost Wisconsin and Mr. Cruz has now picked up forward, and as long as the other guy, I can't even
take it.
Running, there's a possibility that none of them will get enough votes to get them to be the elected. And so they're going to go to electoral college and choose whatever they want to choose.
Now, Bernie Sanders is talking about doing the same thing on the Democratic side and just staying in there long enough because out of the last, 8 races, he's won 7. I mean, come on now. This is back-to-back wins, man. So
the wins are small places, so they're not carrying as much weight.
Well, do you think he has a chance to get any love out of New York? He's from Brooklyn.
Well, he has a chance. I mean, he has a good fighting chance. But, again, he's got some big wins. He can't get the little small wins and think they're going to add up to what Hillary's already gotten. And like I said, at some point, Hillary's going to need him on the ticket to even be able to deal with with the Trump madness.
Well, you got that right, and we are out of time. Now, this is your last chance to get these 16 bars, Playboy. Come on, man. Come on, man. Wave your hand in the air, GRX. Come on, now.
Ain't got it, Playboy.
So, I mean, I know you got a Rolex somewhere. Throw your Rolex up, man.
Look, the Rolex is in the box. In the safe, man. Them
days
is over.
Man, I was going to break the beat down. I'm breaking the beat down. Come on. Papa ain't got no rap.
No, Papa ain't got no rap.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you see, I get a lot out of GRX, but I can't get 16 bars. So we working on this, and this is going to be my mission into our third season. How can I get 16 bars? And you know what? We want to see him with his Hamilton ponytail and his legs. So we gonna have to get it on, and you need your pick. Ladies and gentlemen, we're out. Thank you, GRM. All right,
man. I'm out. Take care.